We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Good evening. We apologize most sincerely to those of you who have bought this record under the impression that it was in any way connected with the television program Monty Python's Flying Circus. This was due to an error in the printing stage of the album cover. This album is in fact called Pleasures of the Dance, a collection of Norwegian Carpenter's songs compiled by Oscar Tritt.
Good evening. We apologise for the previous apology. This apology was unnecessary and appeared on the record owing to an administrative error. This album is not, as stated in the previous apology, Pleasures of the Dance, a selection of Norwegian Carpenter's songs, but a new album from the humorous television comedy show Monty Python's Flying Circus.
This was the Trondheim Hammerdance, which is held every 25 minutes in the town of Trondheim, in which the old ladies are struck about the head with round sticks or knödel.
We apologise for that short extract from the Pleasures of the Dance, which appeared on this record of Monty Python's Flying Circus, owing to the same administrative error which resulted in the first apology. The rest of this record is now totally taken up with
Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Call the greasy chicken dog. Oh, down in Maine and Mexico, they say, El Greasy Chicken.
The Greasy Chicken?
And in Germany, they say,
Fox, slow the cruiser ship.
And in Chinaman, they say,
Grease Chicken.
And down yonder, they say,
The Greasy Chicken.
Now this dance is back, and we're gonna try to show you how it go. You'll learn how to do it in about a month or so. So take my advice, this dance is really sticking, and it's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. So remember, folks, this dance is really sticking. It's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. And in Germany they say,
what's the slow the greasy chicken?
And in China they say,
greasy chicken.
And down here they say, the greasy chicken.
She thought it was a duck.
Mama stole the chicken.
Put him on the table and the chicken looked up.
Mama stole the chicken.
Excuse me, Mama, I apologize.
Mama stole the chicken.
I'm sorry to see you got deaf in your eyes.
Mama stole the chicken.
Mama looked the chicken red dead in the eye. A bit of chicken, but you got to die. Chicken jumped up and stepped straight back. Cluck, cluck! Feed a chicken, but it ain't like that.
Mama!
Chicken, but you got to die. On the table again, the chicken looked up. Chicken jumped up, started moving around.
Mama stole the chicken.
The dance I'm doing is the chicken of the town.
Mama stole the chicken.
Pick your left foot up and your right foot down.
Mama stole the chicken.
You jump back, Mama, turn around and around.
Mama stole the chicken.
Shake it to the east, shake it to the west, shake it to the rooster that you love best.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about some of them chickens. Now, you like fried chicken, I know. Everybody does. How would you like to have fried chicken on your table just about any time you wanted it, huh? Well, now, look, yeah, baby, you can. You can if you just listen to old John R. I got an offer for you that will put that fried chicken on your table in no time. The Reich Poultry Farms will send you 110 of the finest baby chicks you ever saw for the low, low price of just $2.95 plus 50 cents handling charge plus COD charge. Now, these are fine, big, husky, red-top chicks. And the Reich Poultry Farm guarantees your baby chicks must be in good condition on arrival and for 3 months after you get them, or they will replace any of your baby chicks that fail to survive for half price. How about that? Ain't that a mess? Now, this low price of $2.95 per 110 baby chicks may be withdrawn at any time. Don't delay, friends. Get your order in the mail right now. All you have to do is write a postcard or a letter to Red Top. Red Top or John R., WLAC, Nashville, Tennessee. Remember now, they're only $2.95 per 110 baby chicks, plus 50 cents handling, plus COD. Because of this low price, the 110 chicks will be primarily cockerels, no sex or breed guaranteed. Send no money, just your name and address and zip code number to Red Top or to me, John R., WLAC, Nashville, Tennessee. Do it right now and think about that good eating you're going to have on your table when your baby chicks become frying size. Lip smacking good there, man.
You so fine. I want the chicken all the time. Yeah, 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 you so fine. I want a chicken all the time. I wanna do it, pretty baby. Do the chicken with you. Love me chicken. Let me do this dance they call the chicken. Yeah, 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 let me chicken. Let me do the chicken with you. I wanna do it, pretty baby. Do the chicken with you. Yeah, you my kind of girl, and you know what it's all about. Yeah, 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 you my kind of girl. And sure enough, you know what it's all about. I wanna do it, pretty baby. Do this dance they call the chicken. Let me chicken. Now, baby, one more time. Yeah, 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 let me chicken. Oh, baby, one more time. I wanna chicken, pretty baby. Do the chicken with you.
We'll get this right. And at 11, give me 3 seconds here. At 11:14, according to that same WMFO digital clock, you are still tuned into your freeform radio station. It is WMFO in Medford. I'm Chris, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2 hours plus of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. It's where you have been double-dong dared since 1990. Belinda is enjoying a well-deserved vacation, and I am once again subbing for her. You see, I am one of her usual subs. Not sure if that sounded right. Well, anyways, before we get in any more trouble, let's get back into our silly records, and hopefully Chris can hit the right buttons on time. It's only been 2.5 years since I did a Bubbles in the Think Tank show. Big hello to everybody checking out in the Bubbles in the Tank Think Tank Facebook group page there. We just finished up with a bunch of chicken stuff, and we're going to get into a bunch of record stuff next. I'm Chris, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. Yeah.
on the Saturday flight from the Tower of Power, the very top story in my wavy gravy groovy gravy rocket laboratory, where we're bending every effort and making every test to be sure that our records are always the best. You see, well, before we play them on this crazy wavy air, we dip them in this smoking vat. With extra special care, wearing thick big rubber gloves and using special tongs, we make the Mad Dad acid test on the up-and-coming songs.
No Hit Record Company.
Hello. I haven't had any experience, but I've written a song that my mother thinks is the greatest, and I think you ought to record it because I'm sure you'd sell a million copies.
I'm sorry, we're not interested.
But, mister...
Sorry, kid, that's showbiz.
While riding in my jalopy, I wrote a song last night. Bet you could sell a million copies. Just see if I'm not right. Won't you please record it, record it, please.
Sorry, kid, that's showbiz.
It must have taken 10 minutes to write this big hit song. It's got a lot of gimmicks in it.
Sorry, kid, that's showbiz.
But I've taken it around to guys all over town. I gotta find a company that wants to take a chance on me. Won't you please sign me and get behind me and let me have a hit?
I could, I know.
Got a cool, cool group who could back me on his side. Man, who'd really flip your tooth.
Sorry, kid, that's showbiz.
Aw, come on.
But I'm taking it around. You guys all over town. I gotta find a company that won't you take a dance on me. Won't you please sign me and get behind me and let me have a hit.
I could, I know.
Got a cool, cool group who could back me on his side. You too, yeah, yeah. You get goosebumps on your hide. If you just record it, record it. Come on.
Sorry, kid, that's showbiz.
Well, I always wanted to be a truck driver anyway.
I still wanna make a record. Away. Let's put the time today. I wanna work years and then not get paid. I still wanna make a record. Let's put it all on wax. Flash, shiny and black. I wanna be a part of a stack. I still wanna make a record. More specific, what would be terrific? What would fill my ring on? Would be to put out a single. But if you're feeling prolific, but not to say soporific, girls, I'll say CC. I still wanna make a record. I still wanna
Hal's Records has Buffalo Springfield. Rolling Stones. Turtles.
That your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you wanted.
Strawberry Alarm Clock. And just about any of your LP needs. Stop on by. That's Hal's Record Shop in Papago Plaza.
Low budget.
I'm Freddie Stockwell, titular head of research for Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hooray, hooray, for record store day.
Sublime, divine,
it's record spinning time. I'll spin yours, he's been mine. What a glorious day. Hooray, hooray, for record store day. We'd like to make a record. For record store day, 33 or 45, 78, man alive, we keep them grooves in orbit every day. Hooray, hooray, for record store day. Sublime, sublime, divine, divine, it's record buying time. I'll fund yours if you fund mine, what a glorious day. Hooray, hooray, for record store day. Hooray, hooray, for record store day.
Hi, my name is Fred. Are you tired of getting ripped off by all these Boston area universities that charge you an arm and a leg to get in and $1 million trust fund to get out? Then screw all that and sign up at my new university, Fred University, FU. Why blow all that cash at Harvard or BU or MIT just to get a lousy piece of paper and a job scooping ice cream at your Brigham's there? Fred University can train you for that same job for thousands of dollars less. At Fred University, you'll learn only what you need to know, like how to cheat on your taxes from our business college, how to add and subtract from our math department, how to multiply from our biology department. And I swear, one visit to our medical center cafeteria and you'll learn the Heimlich maneuver in no time. How can we teach you so cheap? Easy. Low overhead. Fred University is Boston's first drive-through university. Here, let me show you. Yeah, what do you want?
Oh, yeah, my man. I'll have two courses of sociology, one order of biology, and a large curriculum to go, man.
You want some Italian or French with that order there?
Oh, no, man. I ain't that hungry for knowledge. Besides, the only thing I like about French is the fries.
That's y'all? Okay, coming right up. Now, I know what you're probably saying to yourselves. You're saying, Fred, you're a friggin' liar. Well, let me tell you something. There are two people in this world who will not let you down. Your mother and me, Fred, founder of Fred University, F-U. Order your classes now and you'll get a special bonus gift, a free bottle of Fred University Smart Juice.
What do you mean, Smart Juice?
Hey, try some, Hayo. You'll love it.
That's not Smart Juice. That's motor oil.
See, pal? You're getting smarter all the time. You want to learn something for less? Then don't say college, say F-U, Fred University. Fred University is an equal opportunity educator, because at Fred University, you're no better off than the next jerk.
What is this? What is this? I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get some musicians down here. I got friends on Beale Street that play better.
I gotta talk to you, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls. The worst record ever made. This has got to be garbage. How about Sleeping Beauty and Ray Charles? How about James Brown and Little Red Riding Hood? How about a Jupiter Bulldog? How about the Dragon Lady? Hey, surfers, are you listening to me? I want to hear a surfer. That's a surfing guitar you're listening to. You think there's ever been a dance called the wheelchair? Do it sitting down. Come on. You know how hard it is to yell in a microphone?
phone for 2.5 minutes. It's pretty hard. It shows you how desperate we all are. And it shows you how desperate you are to be listening to all this. The nitty gritty. I wonder if they'll still be doing this when they're 74 years old. You ever hear the Beach Boys? Or Roy Orbison? Or the Crystals? I have. You. How about the Snowman? Or Jan and Dean? Oh, Russ Colombo? Or Glenn Miller? Oh, yeah. They're part of our culture. How about World War III on television? Hey, TV. Are you tired of playing that guitar? Are you? You know, when you make a record like this, you gotta be real original and funny. And at this point, it gets real sickening and horrible. As sickening as the music we're listening to. Are we gonna stop rock and roll? Are we gonna stop rhythm and blues? Are we gonna stop surfing? Hey. Are we gonna stop this record? I'm gonna stop this record right now. Hey, 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 no, no, stop, stop everything. The public has heard enough. I know you gotta go, but oh, come on, hey. But what about the, what about Bach and Beethoven and George Washington and Benjamin Franklin? Hey, stop, 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 stop. See, it was the worst record in the world after all.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find. The one where the guitar plays so fine, 'cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. I looked high and low, everywhere I know. I can't find the one that my baby loves so. Oh, tell me, what am I gonna do? That's the only song that my baby likes to hear. It goes. I've been looking through the records an hour or two, and I've about decided what I've got to do. I'm gonna get me a guitar and learn to play. I'll serenade my baby night and day. Then I'll play the song that my baby likes to hear. I'll go. Here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find. The one where the guitar plays so fine, 'cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. It goes.
I don't know what's going to kill me first. The running back and forth trying to hit the right buttons, or this little groove that's in the floor here and I keep tripping over. Hello, everybody. I am Chris. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. Big hello to Mr. M. Freddie Stockwell, who's out there. Bob, who's out there. And thank you, Bob, for posting the songs that are being played. That way I don't have to constantly backlist, but... If you're curious of any songs that I have been playing that you probably haven't heard, let me know. I'm trying to keep up in the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat there. Hello, Jenny Cat, who is also digging the show. Thank you very much. Again, it is the 2 hours of the silliest stuff. Sometime around midnight, we will be going into the radio obituary that I have done my research on this week. And hopefully have not picked too many hard names to go through. If I sound a little muffled, because I'm live in the studio and we're still required to wear a face mask, even though we're alone, so... And there's a camera in the studio here, so I have to behave myself. All right, anyways, now, listen, I don't want to scare anybody, but this next group of songs might be a bit scary. Okay? Don't want to scare anybody, though. And maybe Bob might not be able to find one of those songs. That's a good challenge. All right, I'm Chris. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Dead in the market, he's stone cold dead in the market, he's stone cold dead in the market. I killed nobody but my husband.
Last night I went out drinking. When I came home, I gave her a beating. So she catch up the rolling pin and went to work on my head till she bashed it in. I like old dead in the market, stone cold dead in the market. I like old dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. And if I kill him, he had it coming. Man, he's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I killed nobody but my husband.
They swearing to kill her. My family is swearing to kill her.
His family is swearing to kill me. And if I kill him, he had it coming.
Yeah, like old dead in the market, child. Cold dead in the market, child. I like old dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
There's one thing that I am sure, he ain't going to feed me no more. So I tell you that I doesn't care if I was to die in the electric chair. Man, he's stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
Hey, child, I'm coming back and bash you on your head one more time.
No, no, man, you can't do that. You stone cold dead in the market. Murder, stone cold dead in the market. The criminal is stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
From the gates of hell, with their choppers snarling like rabid dogs, the devil's angels are out for a kill. Their target, Anytown, USA. No one can stop them. Even the devil disowns them. These are the devil's angels. Riot, their reason. Lust, their law. Their name, a scourge. Cody, who can take his cycle apart in 10 minutes or a town apart in 4 hours. Mole, with the morals of a tomcat and the manners of a wolf. Mattress Back, she's ready for all of them, one at a time or together. Robot, he can't walk straight, but he'll ride his chopper through the gates of hell. Roger Corman presents Devil's Angel, starring John Cassavetes, Beverly Adams, and Mimsy Farmer. Filmed in Panavision and color from American International. Devil's Angels is roaring straight at you. Get out of the way, if you can.
But, yeah.
like a man.
Happy right now. Woohoo! Because I have stumped Bob. Ooh, I think I dropped something there. I asked Bob if I was stumping him with some of these songs, and he said I have been. So let me tell you what I did play. Obviously, we started with some Ella Fitzgerald with Stone Cold Dead in the Market. Followed up with some Gin Gillette with Train to Satanville. Song I always play in my Halloween shows. We still playing there? Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay, yeah. Satan and Satan Roses with I'm a Devil. Gin Gillette, Train to Satanville, released on back in 1961. Satan and Satan Roses, I'm a Devil. I got it off a compilation called The Big Itch, Volume 8. And the Devotions with Devil's Gotten Into My Baby. I told you we were going to be a little dark there, so hopefully I didn't scare you too much. But, Jenny's enjoying the show, so hopefully she's a new member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank group here. I'm going to lighten it up a little bit, just because, you know, with the devil and death and everything, it was kind of a little scary there and dark. So let's lighten it up a little bit. Because in a little bit here, we'll be going into the radio obituary. And I do have 9 people. I did my homework. Hopefully I make Freddie proud. And Belinda.
You know, I need a drink. There's some ice and stuff back there. Why don't you make us all some old fashions?
Old fashions. Do you think you ought to drink while you're flying?
Well, stop kidding, will you? And make us some drinks. I mean, just press the button back there and mark booze. It's the only way to fly.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream.
All right, hold it, you guys. This is a rhythm and blues number. You gotta be careful or somebody liable to understand what you're singing about. You want that to happen?
No.
Well, then you gotta talk unintelligible like me, right, Stella?
You said it!
Okay, now you guys wanna sell a few records?
Yeah.
Well, then stick some old rags in your mouth and take it again from the top, okay?
Okay.
I don't understand the words now, real mumbly, huh? Life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up and put a dial on the bottle. Shaboom, if you'll be done.
Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, hello, we'll meet again. Boom, boom, boom.
Hey, nonny, ding, dong. Shaling, ling, 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 ling.
Boom, boom, boom. Shaboom, boom, boom, boom. Billy, buddy, boom.
What'd he say? What'd he say?
With this song, baby, it don't matter. Believe me, it's wise up. Huh?
Life could be a dream. Shaboom, boom, boom. You're my best friend. True. Shaboom.
Life
will be a dream, sweetheart.
Come on, mumble, you guys, mumble.
Every time I look at you,
that's the stuff.
Something in my heart, my mind.
Da, 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 da.
And if you do what I want you to, baby.
All right, I distinctly understood a word that time. Let's watch it, huh?
Sorry.
You know the rules. I got my eye on you, that's all. Here we go, man. Real monotonous now.
Oh.
Hey, nanny, ding dong.
Something in my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we be.
Okay, smart aleck, I know your type. You're a troublemaker. We sing a shaboom, right?
Right.
Then how come I can understand you?
Well, I...
What's the matter, man? Don't you dig gibberish?
Sure, but...
It happens again, I send you back to Hugo with the halter. Okay, you guys. Big finish now, huh? On your mark, get set, mumble. Hold it, Stella! Not you, Stella! Wait a minute, Stella! Stella! Oh, hold it, Stella! 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 Stella!
I don't know about you guys, but I am certainly jumping up and down, dancing around here.
Let's keep it going.
If you want a fancy fan or a turkey bone in Turkestan or a slave that's awfully African or a teapot early Ming, come to the supermarket in Old Peking. If you want to buy a kite or a pup to keep you up at night or a dwarf who used to know Snow White or a frog who loves to sing, come to the supermarket in Old Peking. They have sunflower cakes, moonbeam cakes, gizzard cakes, lizard cakes, pickled eels, pickled snakes, fit for any king. If you want a bust of jade or an egg that's more or less decayed, or in case you care to meet a maid for a nice but naughty fling, come to the supermarket. If you come on an ostrich, you can park it. So come to the supermarket and see Peking. If you want a gong to beat or a rickshaw with a sassy seat or a painting slightly indiscreet that is simply riveting, come to the supermarket and see Peking. Well, if you want some calico or a gentle water buffalo or a glowworm, guaranteed to glow or a cloak incline, trying to cling. Come to the supermarket in Old Peking. They have bird nest soup, seaweed soup, noodle soup, poodle soup, talking crows with the croup, almost anything. If you wanna buy a saw or fish, delicious when it's raw, a pill to kill your mother-in-law and be without a sting. Come to the supermarket if you come on a turtle, you can park it. So come to the supermarket if you come on a goose, you can park it. So come to the supermarket and see.
Jive. Look at that caveman go. could that caveman go? He sure is hip, ain't he? Like, what's happening? He's too much. Ride, daddy, ride. Hi-yo, dinosaur. Ride, daddy, ride. Get 'em, man. Like Hipsville.
To bring my microphone down here because I'm sitting down now instead of standing up. Hey, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. As we hear sirens going by, hopefully they're not coming to take me away. It's not sharp or it's not sharp, toxic, or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into a trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit ortherinfo.org ladder safety. Public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Doing the radio obituary is going to be fun tonight, isn't it? We just finished up with some Hollywood Argyles with Alley Oop. That's because of a post I saw earlier in the Bubbles in the Think Tank page. Stan Freeberg, Shaboom, Barbra Streisand, Come to the Supermarket in Old Peking. The Intimates. I have to think. I should have wrote down this how to pronounce it. Intimates. Whatever. I've got a tagger in my tank. And believe it or not, it actually had Lou Reed. It's a 1965 release, I believe. Got it off a compilation called Only in America. Anyways, let's get back. I do have a Monty Python skit I'm going to play next. And then I think we might get in the radio obituaries after that, or maybe one more songs, and then we'll see. I don't know. Thanks to everybody posting the Bubbles in the Think Tank page. I'm tuning in. I appreciate it. Oh yeah, and why am I playing this skit? Because it's something I saw in a movie today on TV while I was cleaning the house. So it's coming up next.
No sign of land. How long is it?
That's a rather personal question, sir.
You stupid git. I meant how long is it we've been in the lifeboat? You've destroyed the atmosphere now.
I'm sorry.
Shut up. We'll start again.
Still no sign of land. How long is it?
33 days, sir.
33 days? We can't go on much longer.
I didn't think I destroyed the atmosphere.
Shut up.
I don't think I did.
Of course you did.
Did you?
Yes, I think. Shut up, shut up!
Still no sign of land. How long is it?
33 days, sir.
Have we started again?
Still no sign of land. How long is it?
33 days, sir.
33 days?
We can't go on much longer, sir. We haven't eaten since the fifth day.
We're done for. We're done for.
Shut up, Maudling.
We've just got to keep hoping. Someone may find us.
How are you feeling, Captain?
Not too good. I feel so weak.
We can't hold out much longer.
Listen, chaps, there's still a chance. I'm done for. I've got a gammy leg and I'm going fast. I'll never get through, but some of you might. So, You'd better eat me.
Eat you, sir?
Yes, eat me.
Ugh, with a gammy leg?
You didn't eat the leg, Thompson. There's still plenty of good meat. Look at that arm.
It's not just the leg, sir.
What do you mean?
Well, sir, it's just that...
Why don't you want to eat me?
I'd rather eat Johnson, sir.
So would I, sir.
I see.
Well, settle then. Everyone's going to eat me.
Well...
What, sir?
Go ahead, please, but I won't...
Oh, nonsense, sir. You're starving. Duck in.
No, it's not that. What's the matter with Johnson, sir? Well, he's not kosher.
That depends how we kill him, sir.
Yes, that's true. But to be perfectly frank, I like my meat a little more lean. I'd rather eat Hodges.
Oh, well, all right.
I still prefer Johnson.
And we should all stop bickering and eat me.
Look, I tell you what. Those who want to...